Welcome to the No Respawn Zone, where two guys with funny accents talk about video games, life, everything else, and everything else. I know maybe somebody was expecting the Bethesda episode to come now, but that will come later.
Yeah, scheduling, we had to... It's going to be the next one.
The next one, we might have to update it because of more stuff that's going on with Fallout 76, but we're not going to get into that right now.
Well, we might talk about it like in January or something when we know about the new update, but... We're not going to talk about that game anymore.
I think we're saturated. We are not touching it. We're going to be talking about something that Fallout 76 is definitely not going to be on.
Because it's last year's game.
The Game Awards.
I
doubt Fallout 76 was on the last year's Game Awards.
No, it flopped hard.
I don't think it was.
Release was the best, worst point for it.
But we are going to be going down to some of the categories. And we're going to try to go through most of them. But we're going to try and go to most of the categories in the Game Awards. And give our perspectives and thoughts on the games. And see who we think should win, who our picks are. And just have a nice overview about the Game Awards. And see who wins on that fateful night created by Jeff Knightley.
He didn't create it. He used to present.
Oh, yeah. And then
the Game Awards for, like, it was another name. And I think Spike or something like that. And he was like... Yeah, I'm going to keep doing it by myself. He's a genius. He's making so much money from it.
Speaking of Jeff Knightley, I recently finished his best friend's game.
Also, we always mispronounce his name, so some Jeff? People other... No, no, it's his Jeff. Last name is not Knightley.
It's what?
It's something weird. It's Kigley or something like that. Yes.
Knightley.
So...
Knightley.
Just get used to us Jeff Knightley. Mispronouncing his
everybody,
name.
Everybody knows who he is. He was in Death, yes. He was in Death Stranding. He was Luden's fan in Death Stranding, believe it or not.
Well, he's also the host of the Game Awards. And he made the documentary about Valve and Half-Life.
True, yeah.
And he's going to do another release with Half-Life Alyx, but we might see in the future what he does.
Okay. Well, but before we jump into the Game Awards, I want to do a quick little maybe 5 or 6 minute thing, or maybe 10, talking about... I recently finished Death Stranding. I finished it,
Why did you leave that when we get to the Game of the Year award?
No, because there's something I want to point out about that. So I finished it. I think it's an amazing game. I think it's a fantastic, fantastic game. I have my issues with it in the last few chapters of it. I would say it's like chapters like 11 up till 14, which is just the last bit of it. Oh man, I gotta admit, I have my small issues with it. For, you know, like, the entire game, chapters, like, up until chapter 11, you're doing all the traveling that you see, all the delivery packages and stuff like that, you know, you do these long walks and the music, and everything I talked about in the last podcast I really fucking loved. But then once you get into those chapters 11 through 14, it's like, it's jam-packing you all the story. And I kind of realized that I hadn't gotten, like, a drip of story throughout the game.
So it goes really slow and then super fast?
Super fast.
Yeah, that sounds like Kojima.
Super fast. And I was just saying, well, I didn't really... I just spent the entire game playing it, doing all these things, you know, with these questions. Like, oh my God, what is this? What is that? Who is this person? Why is this? Why? In general, why?
Also that you spent a lot of time just doing deliveries to get the stars and you didn't go fast enough. You just were...
Like, I just took my time. Like I said...
Yeah,
I,
you might... Like, maybe he intended that you go faster and you maybe don't spend that much time getting stars and you do that after the story.
Maybe that's possible. The end game. It's possible. Well, but the end game... I don't want to get any spoilers, but the end game... Yeah, I just want to say that in the last chapter, in chapter 15, that's basically the... You know, you finish the game, you can keep playing and you can keep getting the rest of your stars. And delivering stuff becomes significantly easier. So, for reasons that I don't want to mention, but it becomes a lot easier to just walk around and deliver packages. So, and you can just get your stars without a lot of worries that you would have regularly in the game. Yeah. So, but that's something that we'll delve deeper a little bit later once we go into the candidates for the Game Awards.
Well, I'll be playing it when it comes to PC, because as you remember, I don't want him, like, it's now already too late to see that real progression in the world. And I feel like if I get it when it comes out on PC, I will actually be able to see it because...
Oh, remember when you mentioned that we were talking about it's going to be full and stuff like that, of stuff? Yeah. Two things. You don't see the stuff until you connect...
Yeah, I know. The things. But I'm going to connect and it's going to... This is how we know.
But also, not the highway though, but other things, ladders and bridges and stuff like that, they get destroyed over time.
Wait, what?
They become damaged over time and then eventually become unusable.
Yeah, no, my main concern was, like, how is Rose, like, stuff that I could participate in. Now it's, like, too late, so I'm gonna, like, connect it, and it's gonna pop up. So now I feel like if I play on PC when it comes out, I can see that real progression. Like, yesterday there wasn't any highway here.
Okay, well, that was our thoughts on The Stranding. We'll probably hit it again a little bit more.
Yeah, because it's nominated for...
almost all the game.
Everything that it can be, it is. And some things that it shouldn't be, it is.
Also, another caveat. Between the last podcast and now, I ended up getting Jedi Order. And that's the one that I'm...
It's like someone not Jedi Order,
Fallen Order. And I'm not going to lie.
It's good.
I am enjoying it thoroughly. Such a good fucking game. Okay, let's move on with these action adventures. Which one are we starting with?
Well, since you mentioned Star Wars, obviously Star Wars is not nominated. It's kind of sad.
That is very sad.
As I told you before, it's just because no one got, like, press copies before. So it might be... I feel like next year is going to be too late for it. Because so much time would have passed people are going to forget it.
It's very sad. Good game.
Resident Evil won the Golden Joystick not long ago. So, Resident Evil 2, remake.
We're starting with action-adventure?
Action.
We're starting with action. Action games. Which, let's run by...
I'm just saying, Star Wars might actually be nominated next year because...
Maybe.
Resident Evil, that is a remake, and it came out, like, in what, February?
I think so.
Yeah, it's getting nominated and winning stuff.
It's a good fucking also, remake.
Did you see the leaks for Resident Evil 3 remake?
Well, yeah, I saw that little leaked poster of Jill and Carlos. Carlos looks cool as fuck. And Jill looks cool. I'm really excited to play it too. But okay,
all right, let's get into it.
Action games. So I'm not talking too much. You're gonna do it like I'll read one, then Kevin will read one, and then I'll read one just to make it like a. So first,
I mean one category or one game.
No, one game.
Read the whole category, and I'll do next
game. Okay. So in action game, we have Apex Legends by Respawn, Astral Chain by Platinum Games, Call of Duty Modern Warfare by Infinity Ward, Devil May Cry 5 by Capcom.
If you read every single studio, we're never going to finish.
Hey, Gears 5 by The Coalition and Metro Exodus by 4A Games.
Well, you played more games in this category than me.
Not really.
Played Metro, which I'm still to play because I still have to play the first ones. And I really want to play the first ones before... Oh, quick question. There's two Metro games.
Three.
Before Exodus.
Two.
Yes. Do I need to play both or just the first one?
Both.
Okay.
Both in order.
233 and then Last Light.
Yes.
Okay.
In order. Okay. Like, they are very good.
They're all the same guy. That's why I'm not playing.
Yeah, they're all RTO.
I played Devil May Cry 5 and I got a little bit into Gears 5. It's good, but not my thing. Just not my thing.
I, on my end of things, I played Apex Legends when it came out. And I was blown away by it because it was such a stealth drop. And I was like, oh, a little free game by Respawn. Here you go.
It
was amazing.
It's still, people were thinking, yo, is this going to be try to kill Fortnite? It's going to be a trend and it's going to die fast?
It's still going.
It's still going. I think what happened is that there was a sector that it was the Battle Royale games. It was just two games when it started. And then a lot of games kept popping up.
Yeah.
Some of them died, but... Apex Legends is really good.
It's a good game. It's a solid game.
And it has really good shooting. Fortnite, that is just third-person sucky shit.
Best shooting mechanics in a fucking Battle Royale game I've seen. Well, oh god. I'm not going to say that. But I really like the shooting and the gameplay.
What do you mean? Who's better? Honestly, I think that PUBG sucks.
Oh, not even PUBG. What was that? Blackout.
Oh, Blackout is not bad.
Blackout, yeah. Okay.
Well, Call of Duty, I think this one doesn't have Battle Royale, though.
It does?
Does it?
I don't think it does.
I don't think it does either. But they went back to doing more single player stuff, even though they added modes that I saw people playing. I don't know if you know who Jericho is. I just saw him playing. And it almost looks like he's playing Siege. I was like, that's Rainbow Six.
Yeah. I mean, I would just say that when it comes to watching streamers play video games like Apex Legends or Call of Duty, there's only one in my book that I watch. That's a doctor. Dr. Disrespect. That's the only one I watch, man. That motherfucker's my favorite. Motherfucker's my favorite fucking streamer when it comes to shooting games.
I
give my
opinion on that guy. I mean,
fucking love the doctor.
He's a good
man.
Streamer, I think. He's a great streamer. Also,
people
shooting his house. That's even worse.
That's pretty bad. But the doctor, I love the doctor. Much props to Dr. Disrespect. Fucking love his streams.
Yeah, I like
speed hostility.
Every streamer for a different game. Like the streamers that try to do variety and I get it. You want to change up, but not make me like, course. I like you in this game, and I'm going to watch in this game.
Okay, but...
I actually want to play Astro Chain. Have you played Bayonetta?
Long time ago.
Well, did you like Bayonetta?
Yeah, I like Bayonetta.
Imagine Bayonetta, but Noir.
Okay.
I don't know much about the game, but it's made by Platinum Games, so it has that Bayonetta feel. Mm-hmm. It's more sci-fi than fantasy now, but I'm really into it. I want to play it.
Well...
So I got my new Nintendo, like, have the DS... The Switch Lite, the Pokemon edition. Yeah. I really want to get it.
Well, okay. So, in the action games, you said the only ones you play were Gears 5 and Devil May Cry 5, right?
And I barely played Gears 5.
Okay. And I played a big old...
Well, I played Apex Legends. Like, yeah, I played... Two games with you, and then I quit it. I was like, I hate this. Yeah.
I played Apex for quite a bit, and then I almost finished Metro Exodus. I just got really frustrated with it. So
yeah, because... We were expecting it to be like this Fallout killer. It was going to be like Fallout, but better.
No, no, no.
And then you were like, this is a walking simulator.
No, I didn't say it was a walking simulator. I just, okay.
You used those words.
There was a lot of walking. My my issues with Metro Exodus was like, the first two games were amazing, but the first two games were also set in like the Metro. So it's like really.
This one is like, oh, you can be outside and the rest of the world is there.
The problem was that they kept the same shooting mechanics. And the same stuff.
Oh, so, I thought it was better.
It didn't really translate the same way. I think the fact that it was open world kind of took away from it. Like, Metro had this really claustrophobic, this really tight end feel, this really, like, dark thing. Taking it outside, I think, kind of fucked it up a bit. So, I couldn't give it Action Game of the Year. For me, I haven't played the other ones, so I can't really... I mean, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, I played the first one when it came out many, many years ago. But I
did. Yeah, just say, you know, man.
I'm going to say, for my pick, it's going to be Apex. Because it's...
Honestly, for action game, not shooting game, I would say DMC. It's really good.
I never played it, so I can't really...
The last one was like, it wasn't bad. If you replay it now, like, it's getting this new, like, cult following now. Like, oh, it wasn't that... When it came out, like, they redid, you know, they kind of tried to reboot it.
Really DMC4?
Well, it was just called DMC.
Oh, that's the one with Young Dante.
Yeah, you can call him young, just different haircut.
And younger.
Yeah. Okay. This one, like, the mechanics, everything is good about it. Like, it's like, they're going back to doing it properly, and I really liked it. Like, okay. I'm not the biggest DMC fan, and I really loved it.
So your pick was Devil May Cry 5 and my...
I would say so.
And I'm going with Apex. So
I don't remember who I voted.
I just think the shooting is amazing. The mechanics is good. It's just mainly because it's just really fun to play. It's really fun to play.
Oh, I play Titanfall 2.
Oh, of course. That's Respawn's fucking call to fucking glory.
Actually, apparently I voted Metro Exodus.
Did you?
I don't know why I didn't.
Wow.
I'm
voting Apex Legends. There it is. Okay, so moving on to
another category. You're voting as we go.
I'm voting as we go along. Okay. I'm voting as we go along.
Action Adventure, I was really completely with this game, with this category.
Oh, here we go.
Because I played... Well, I think between the two of us, we played every single game.
And I didn't play Control.
I played Borderlands 3, Control, and Link's Awakening, and you played Death Stranding, Resident Evil 2, and Sekiro.
That's very true. So between the two of us, we played every game on
it. I was really conflicted.
I am still conflicted. I know, for me, I know from the ones I played, I would definitely give it to Resident Evil 2. I would give it to that remake because it was such an amazing fucking game.
I played Control. I loved Control. Control is a good game. I think it deserves awards, but as action adventure is better. Like, I love Legend of Zelda Link Awakening, but it's a remake, like Resident Evil 2, so I'm like, what was it? Resident Evil 2 doesn't count because it's a reimagining. Zelda is just a remake, but honestly, Borderlands 3, people have some issues with the story. The story is still amazing.
See, but and it's the shooting. You haven't really played Borderlands games with a fucking story, do you?
No, you don't. The shooting, it used to be okay for the time. It was good. If you play Borderlands 2 now, like Borderlands 3, that shooting, the guns, Borderlands 3 was my favorite like shooting game of the year. Honestly, I don't platinum much games unless I love it. Spider-Man, I did everything.
Yeah,
I could with Borderlands 3 because I loved it.
You're doing it. You're planning.
I already did it.
You already did. You already did platinum.
Yeah, no, in like a week.
Okay, so also
I didn't have a job. So,
that's a good point. So also we have Sekiro here, and I will flat out say it: I liked Sekiro as a game, but it is my least favorite From Software game, and that's including Dark Souls 2.
Well, from what I've seen and what I've heard, it's still a From Software game, but it included new mechanics and different stuff like the grappling thing.
Listen,
the parrying.
Listen, I think Bloodborne is the best From Software game by miles. Bloodborne is amazing. I love it. Because you don't like difficult games. Yes.
Just bad at it. I like difficult games that I'm good at. Like Borderlands 3, I played it on like the hardest difficulty. And then you get to Mayhem and you can put it harder. I love that.
Yeah, no, I get that.
A game that the mechanics are not meant for me and I suck at it, honestly, yeah, I can't play it.
Understood, you know?
I didn't play Resident Evil because I don't like scary games. Oh. And I saw you playing and I was already scared. Yeah, so no, I still want to play it because it looks so good, but then I see like that little guy, following you and I get scared.
The tyrant, Mr. X.
I want to play, but honestly, no, I can't.
It's really fun. It's really fun. And I am actually picking it above Death Stranding in terms of action-adventure. Because we were talking about this earlier. I don't really consider Death Stranding to be an action game.
But it's action-adventure. We already had this conversation.
Yeah, we had this conversation. But, I mean, when it comes to, like, action, adventure, puzzles, mixing shooting with walking and doing puzzles, yeah. Resident Evil 2, just it ticks all those boxes. Death Stranding is, to me, a good game in other aspects, which we'll get down to as we get to other categories. But in terms of just straight-up action-adventure, I'm going to have to give it to Resident Evil 2 on that one. Who are you going with?
I feel like I voted for Borderlands 3, but I think I'm biased for it because I love that game. Honestly, I think Control deserves it more.
Ooh, okay.
Control as an action-adventure game is really good.
Wow, like, really okay, good. Control.
Control, we'll get into it later, but Control is... It was overlooked. Honestly, Control is one of the best games to come out this year. It was amazing. Like, so good. The story, the aesthetics, everything was amazing.
It was really overlooked.
Like, you didn't hear about Control. Like, whoa, this game is...
I mean, I heard about it.
They
barely did
any marketing either.
No. I mean, I heard about it. I was like, oh, Remedy's next game. And I was like,
but it's honestly amazing. The acting in them.
Okay, so
good.
So to put the kibosh on it, action-adventure, I'm going Resident Evil 2.
Well, apparently I voted Borderlands 3, but I want to say it's Borderlands 3 Control that I think deserve it the most.
Okay. All right, then moving on to the next category. You pick. Which one are we going with next, Kevin?
Art Direction. Presented by, we're not going to say it because we're not paid by them, so fuck them.
Yeah. But the nominees for Art Direction.
For Art Direction, well, Control, which, beautiful. Death Stranding, Gris, it's a beautiful game for Nintendo, made by, well, it's on a lot of platforms. It's made by Devolver, but it's published by Devolver. It's a little studio in Barcelona. Sayonara Wild Hearts, haven't played it. Sekiro. And Link's Awakening. Just let me say on that one, I don't think Link's Awakening deserves much talk, but as a remake, it was a Game Boy game. Honestly, first of all, everything is cute as fuck.
No, we saw the videos. It looks amazing. It looks free.
I played the game. I finished it. Everything is cute as fuck. And it looks for a Nintendo Switch game, the quality. Honestly, the graphics are amazing for Nintendo Switch.
For me,
it's not the best Art Direction. Honestly, as I said, Control is a beautiful game. They mix this new, well, it's not new aesthetic, but they have this aesthetic.
It's a really clean and very...
Everything
like,
is really clean.
Clean and modern. And yeah, I've seen it. I was like, oh, that shit.
Clean, square, but at the same time, like, mystic, like, whoa. Amazing. Also, Gris. Have you ever seen anything about Gris?
I have not, actually.
It looks most like, it looks like an aquarelle painting.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
I mean, but for me...
It's a platformer game, so you see on 2D, like an old Mario game, so... But with it mixed with 3D...
I have to be fair.
You're biased.
I'm biased because it's the only one I'm not going to give it to Sekiro, because everybody... I like Ninja Samurai movies, but... Great Art Direction, but it's not something, anything new from software.
I mean,
from
it looks good, but it's not
art. I mean, when it comes to, like, creativity and just fucking originality... In terms of Art Direction, I have to give it to fucking Kojima and Death Stranding, man. Because there's like some shit in that game. There's like some, there are some visuals and some
like the glass, shitty glasses that you were. Honestly, what the fuck was he thinking?
You know, you get the new ones. You get different ones.
They're still ugly. Why is the frame not attached?
Not the Ludens ones. You get actually like little ones that look like aviators kind of thing that Norman Reedus wears, and they look great. So, but in terms of the kind of shit that you see, the vistas, the images of the fucking BTs, and just like the entire movie type quality that motherfucker has in the cutscenes, I have to give it to fucking Death Stranding by in a heartbeat, man. That game. I mean, yeah, the cutscenes, you see the same cutscene a lot twice, but just from different angles. But it's, you know, Kojima, man. But all direction, I have to give it to Death Stranding in a heartbeat. Just like, that's not even for me, it's not even a question. Just like the vibe, the aesthetic.
Also, as you said, you haven't played any of the other games.
Hey, you know, maybe I want...
I highly recommend you play Control, you're gonna love it.
Well, right now I have my next two games that I'm gonna finish.
Just... put it in there. Control's not that long.
I'll put it in there. Because right now, like I said earlier, I'm playing Fallen Order.
You can play two games at the same time, you know?
You know what? I'm actually enjoying being in this vibe of just like picking one game, finishing it.
Because I get bored of that. Like, too much of one game is like saturating me, so I need to like change it.
Yeah, but for me, I'm like, well, I have less time to play now, you know? So I like pick one game, stick with it, get to the end of it, and then I play another one. So right now, it's playing Fallen Order, and then after that, I'm going to go to Outer Worlds. I'm basically doing this up until Cyberpunk comes out. And then when Cyberpunk comes out, that's going to be like God knows how long until I get to play a new game.
Yeah.
But okay, so our direction, I'm going Death Stranding. Who are you going with?
Control.
You're going with Control. 100%. Wow, okay.
Like, I love that game.
All right, so which category are we going to next?
Next one, audio design.
Audio design.
I don't think audio design deserves much time.
Nah, we can just skip.
Because we haven't played much. You're going to see Death Stranding or Resident Evil 2. I know you're just going to say Death Stranding.
I'm not going to say Death Stranding. I'm actually going to say Resident Evil 2. Because the audio design... I mean, if it's like in-game audio and sound design, if they're talking about the soundtrack...
No. Audio design is more like the sounds. Like you hear the guns.
Oh, Resident Evil 2.
When... yeah, I voted for Control, but I don't feel like Control deserves it. I want to even say maybe Call of Duty deserves it, honestly, because I haven't played it, but... But I'm pretty sure, like, in that game, you really need a lot. You have guns, explosions, trucks. Honestly, Call of Duty deserves it.
I'm going to pick with what I played, and I'm not going to lie, audio design, that's what Sekiro actually gets a little bit close, because Sekiro has, like, really good... audio design. Like when you see an enemy, you get those fucking little Japanese drums, like doo-doo, kind of shit like that, you get pumped up. But in terms of audio design, I'm gonna go Resident Evil 2 because the zombies sound great, the guns sound great, the just walking and hearing your footsteps sound great. If you're playing it with fucking headphones, you can hear like the zombies moaning behind you. It's Resident Evil 2 for me, without question.
Yeah.
If it was soundtrack,
it's not a soundtrack.
Death Stranding.
There's soundtrack later.
My god. Don't worry,
there's soundtrack
later. Okay, so audio design, Resident Evil 2, Kevin.
I'm not gonna vote. I only play Control.
He's saying Control.
No, I honestly think like maybe even Gears 5. Maybe Gears 5, honestly.
Maybe Gears 5.
The next one is community support. And it's not just ongoing game. It's just the transparency and how good the devs are being with the community.
Okay, well, let's run really quick to the nominees. Apex Legends, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, and Rainbow Six Siege.
I voted for Final Fantasy.
I am going to, you know this because I was a long time player. I'm gonna.
I don't feel like Destiny are good to the community, honestly. But still, we're talking about the same studio. When the game came out, they were like capping your XP, making it go slower so you play more. I voted Final Fantasy because they actually fixed the game and made it good.
I would say Bungie because after they got free from Microsoft, they have become...
they got free from Microsoft a long time ago.
It wasn't that long, dude.
They made two games since then.
It was not that long. I'm gonna go ahead and say Bungie because everything I've heard about the new expansion and what they're doing, the community seems really happy with them. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't really play a lot of online games anymore. I don't play Fortnite. I played Siege for a bit, but I never had a, you know...
I feel like Siege... It's a good game about making you grind so much for a character OP.
Oh my god, it's not good to the community. Yes, just makes you bang.
Like, when I got the game, I was buying it, and the person was like, are you going to play much of it? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, pay $10 extra and get the deluxe, because otherwise, you're going to have to grind so much again. And that was, like, year one.
Yeah.
If you want to get every single character now, like, fuck.
For me, I'm going to go with Bungie. I'm gonna go with Bungie because I'm a big Destiny 2 fan.
So no, we're gonna have. I think we're gonna skip the next categories because
content creator of the year. Okay, we're gonna. We're skipping content creator. Skipping esports coach.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't know who the fuck these people like. CS:GO, LOL.
Okay, well, esports event. This is gonna be easy because it's the main one I follow. Actually, you know,
I like that. There's so many. Like this. It has become a category because you know, it has become a thing.
There's so many.
Like, I mean, you look at the pictures here. Like, you have the Overwatch League final.
Which we were following in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I think we got a little down because Florida sucks.
Yeah, Florida sucks.
It was, like, the games were good and then Florida would keep losing and losing and you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But admittedly, well, we had a good time the beginning of the year watching the Overwatch League. Like,
until fifth game.
No, we got to like the sixth or seventh game. We come up to my place and we fucking like hang out.
But
and...
I like that it has become a thing. Like, finally, esports are like.
It's good. A thing. No matter who we pick in this or who wins eventually, like, you can we're be all into winners.
Fortnite and the Fortnite Cup. That little kid is fucking rich now.
Yeah, his parents are rich.
No, he is. And his parents too, because he's a kid.
I'm gonna have to go with Evo.
Evo, this is the only one that I follow.
Yeah, Evo.
By the way, he lost the other day.
Sonic Fox.
He lost a final, and he's a good guy, so he was like actually happy, and he was like, "Yo, good game." It's not like when he won against Tekken Master that Tekken Master looked like that was in Mortal Kombat 10. Tekken Master looked like his life was over.
Well, yeah, some people take that way too seriously.
Well, because he knows he's gonna... Like, it wasn't a big event. Like, it's Sonic Fox. He's still gonna destroy everyone at Evo.
No. I mean, yeah. Probably.
He's getting... Probably. Old for the game, but still, he's still a legend.
All right, so moving on to...
Esports Game of the Year.
Esports Game of the Year.
Honestly, we're... In this category, it's... Counter-Strike, Dota, Fortnite, League of Legends, and Overwatch. I think we both think the same one because it's the only one that we followed.
Overwatch.
Oh, played. Yeah.
I love Overwatch.
I played, well, you barely played it, but I played a lot back then.
Like I played it quite a bit. And we played it together. You just hated it.
You played it okay, but I'm talking, I played it for 2 years, like 3 days a week.
Okay.
We played, I had a team and we played a lot.
So we're both gonna go Overwatch.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy it. I don't like League. League of Legends.
I tried League of Legends.
I tried it.
I feel like League and Dota are the same thing. Well, just different characters.
Yeah. My thing with League and Dota is that I think I tried playing way back in the day when I was when I was stationed in Korea and I played.
Oh yeah, no, PC I played low when I was 14, 13. Yeah. I was a kid.
Though, and I tried playing. I think it was Dota. I tried playing Dota, got it on Steam, tried playing it, and I was just like, hey, you type some, just on casuals, not even like a ranked match, you're like, you pick a character, because I don't know what the fuck, how the mechanics are, whatever, you just pick it, immediately, you get texts like, what the fuck are you picking this guy? You fucking retard, we're a fucking jungler, and I'm like, this is my first match. Oh, we're fucking dead now. Fucking newbie. I mean, I just don't like Dota.
I don't know if I feel like maybe it has gone better because back then, like, it was salty as fuck.
I don't think
it's that good.
I think it still is.
I think it's still salty, but maybe a little better.
I think the League and Dota communities are fairly fucking toxic, so I don't even touch those games. I don't touch them. I mean, I play games to have a good time, not to get yelled at by some fucking motherfucker telling me that I gotta pick a fucking jungler.
That's what's good about Overwatch on console. People can write chat. They only have the little things.
Yeah.
They're still annoying with need a healer.
Yeah, but hey, that's better than having somebody calling you a motherfucker.
I mean, also if you're playing on ranked and you have...
A good team.
A bad team, I get why people are like, yo, we need a healer. But... Yeah,
I mean, it's... Another reason is because I think Overwatch is kind of easier to pick up and play than League and Dota.
Yes, it's easier to pick up and play. It's not easier to get into ranked and become good.
Oh, that's ranked. Betsy, no.
Well, it's okay if you play on console. If you go to PC, like, that's another level. Like, PC is not a lot. Yeah. Like, I had a friend, he was part of... We played together for a long time on PS4. Then he moved to PC. Like, I seen his tracer back then, and that was fucking crazy. Like, you couldn't even... I don't know how he was playing. His camera kept moving. He was shooting, like, and getting every shot, but... you need a like a different level of skill when you're playing on mouse and keyboard than when you're playing on
I agree. Okay, so moving on to
esports host, we don't know.
No, esports player, we don't know. Esports team.
What the fuck? Just saying, how is Sonny Fox not still like? He's still in the sub.
Isn't he like? And honestly, this is Fortnite, League of Legends, yeah, CS:GO, Overwatch. Where are the fighting game players, guys? Somebody call Alex Jabaley. Somebody get Jabaley on the phone.
Fighting games used to be the only actual esports before, and now I think the shooting games are taking like.
We're shooting game in League.
Yeah, well, in League.
But hey, but still, man, somebody call Alex Jabaley. You know, have him call Cody Rhodes and his friends Kenny Omega, and have somebody beat up Jeff Knightley because we need some fucking fighting against players.
You know, it's
we need some fighting against players up in this bitch, man. I'm telling you right
by
now.
By the way, the people voting are like they gave game journalists and game journalists gave their nominees.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Not once, hey, esports player, not one single fighting game player. Yeah. I'm not gonna see Sonic Fox. I don't see fucking. I don't know who else we got. Knee.
Dragon?
Honeybee? I don't fucking know, man. Okay.
Esports team, same. There
esports team
games we don't follow.
Let's see. Whoever team plays Overwatch. No. The San Francisco Shock. I'm pretty sure they beat Florida a few times.
I mean, they won't.
So let's go. Let's go with them because they're the only ones to play Overwatch. Moving on to
family game.
Why the fuck not? So we have Luigi's Mansion 3. Ring Fit Adventure sounds fantastic. Super Mario Maker 2.
I don't know if you're serious or not about Ring Fit.
This is Super Smash Bros. Ultimate and Yoshi's Crafted World. I would say
I won with Super Smash. Smash.
Yeah, Smash. Of course,
Smash. Smash or Luigi's Mansion apparently is super good.
I mean, I was gonna
maybe say Smash, not because I don't see Smash being a family game, more a family breaker game. Like, fuck you!
No, yeah,
like that Mario Kart.
No.
Mario Kart breaks friendships.
Mario Party breaks friendships.
No, Mario Party, yeah.
Yes, come on, get the fuck out of here. Mario Party breaks friendships.
Any game, any Nintendo competitive game is just...
It's like, it's so cute, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Alright, so I'm gonna go with Smash. Mm-hmm. Smash Ultimate.
Yeah, I won with Smash.
Moving on to Fighting game. Here's something that we can't fucking...
Okay, Jump Force doesn't deserve to be in here. Jump Force sucked.
Take out Jump Force. Take out Dead or Alive 6.
No, Dead or Alive 6... It's not bad. Plus, it's extremely Japanese, so...
The answer is simple.
It's basically Dead or Alive is just almost naked people fighting.
The answer is simple.
Oh, yeah, it's Mortal Kombat.
It's Mortal Kombat 11.
I mean, Smash, it's up there, but Mortal Kombat 11...
Mortal Kombat 11.
Even though we, like, fell out of it really fast, because...
Well, I fell out of it because my partner in playing stopped playing it because I
beat him so fucking much. Yeah, because someone was playing... He was doing three beat exact moves so all the time with Scorpion. Like, oh, I'm going to teleport behind you and throw my spear.
And he never realized how to block them.
Because he kept teleporting. I can block it, but as I'm blocking, you already know, so you're going to the other side.
Get good.
Yeah, we all know he got nerfed.
He did get nerfed. Really badly nerfed.
Let's move to fresh indie game.
So we're both picking Mortal Kombat 11 for fighting games. No question about it. What you going to hear? Going to fresh indie game.
Which, honestly, I think feel like we have more and more really good indie games. Like, this year, indie games...
But this is recognizing an independent studio, not the game per se.
Well, they recognize the studio for the game they made.
And honestly, I haven't played it, but... Because I don't have a PC as of yet.
What game are you talking about?
Disco Elysium.
Oh, it's not here.
I have been following that game for a long time, and I've seen so many Let's Plays of it, and it seems like...
Yeah, I've seen some of it.
It seems like such an amazing fucking little pen and paper, little talking, but it's way more than that. It just seems something that I want to delve into, and it seems very original, and I'm going to throw my vote. Actually, I'm between Disco Elysium and Dead Toast Entertainment for My Friend Pedro.
I went with My Friend Pedro. I've been playing it now that I have a PC, and I got it on Nintendo. It's fun as fuck. Like, yeah, the game is not the best story in the world, but you don't care. It's Devolver. It's fun.
It's fun. It's fun. Jeez, that does thing. Fun. Because video games are supposed to be fun.
I feel like we're gonna do this. This is gonna extend more than that we expected.
Little bit, yeah.
We're gonna do like one more category and do a 2-part episode.
Probably, so yeah. Okay.
One will be released on Monday. For you, it's gonna be today because you're gonna listen in on Monday. Those three followers, thank you for listening. Those
three, we have three
people,
followers?
Well, you have three people listening. I can see people follow.
Okay, like, cool.
But three listeners, fantastic. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
So one on Monday and one is the 12th.
Ooh, when is the 12th? Looking at our calendars right here, the 12th would be Thursday.
Yeah, I'll upload one on Monday and one on Wednesday.
Okay, so one more category. You know what? Let's go here for Games for Impact.
Yeah, let's skip Game Direction and start next episode.
Oh, Game Direction.
No, yeah, then Game Direction, we'll start next episode with it.
Okay, let's Games for Impact. So we have Concrete Genie, we have Grease, Kind Words, Life is Strange 2, and Sea of Solitude.
By the way, for the people who don't know, those three people, who don't know Grease, it's spelled G-R-I-S, not Grease, like you're the Grease you put, like Grease the movie. It's Gray in Spanish.
Yeah, Gray in Spanish.
Because it's a Spanish studio.
G-R-I-S,
and
Grease.
And it's basically, well, do you know anything about that game?
I do not know anything about
it. It's in Games for Impact because it's like, the whole point of the game is this girl fighting her depression. Like all that, it's basically her fighting the depression and, you know, those thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, see, now we're entering into territory like games like Dead Dragon Cancer or...
Dragon Cancer?
Yeah, Dead Dragon Cancer.
Oh!
Yeah. That's a tough game. Like, yeah. Dead Dragon Cancer and Papo and Yo.
Have you played Inside?
I did play Inside.
Like, you start playing and you think, oh, this is a fun platform, and then you start.
But then you start getting into it, you are
the cancer, and I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck.
But Dead Dragon Cancer and Papo and Yo were two very, very. If you never heard of them, I suggest you look them up. Dead Dragon Cancer was created. They're not here, but I just wanted to I wanted to make a point about what Games for Impact actually means. Dead Dragon Cancer was created by a father who basically documented his infant son's struggle with cancer, and he made that into a video game. It's a really tough game to play, to be honest, but it's an amazing piece of art. And Papo and Yo is basically a game that just it came out sometime.
Is it a Latino game?
I think it is, but it basically it's basically a game that really does a good metaphor in terms of having a friend or a family member that struggles with addiction. Because you have this monster that follows you around, Papo and whatever, and then he can get angry for no reason, and you have to give him something to calm him down, and once you understand the metaphor, it's a really interesting game. But that's what a Game for Impact is. For example, Life is Strange 1. If you've never played the original Life is Strange,
like 2 is not the most Game for Impact. Like, it's touching it.
Life is Strange?
2. The new one.
I played
the first 2 episodes. Maybe then it gets, like, super deep and I'm gonna start crying like the last one, like a little baby. But honestly, this one, I feel like it's weaker. Maybe because they don't get, of course, Ashley Birch. So it's not the same, you know? It's not the same.
I never play Life is Strange 2. I have the ability to. I can if I want to. I am still... Every now and then, I have to, like, put little, like, stuff on my wounds because of Life is Strange 1. And I'm like, I don't think I'm ready for that emotional...
Before the storm?
Huh?
Have you played Before the Storm?
No, I heard it sucked. I don't want to play for a storm.
Why?
I don't want to play for a storm. One, because Ashley Birch was not Chloe.
What? Someone is playing... Okay, yeah. No, I haven't played it.
Ashley Birch was not Chloe for a storm because that's when they had the voice actor strike.
But she's not... She's technically not part of the...
I think she did it in Solidarity. Something like that.
Yeah, because that's why she's in Borderlands 3.
Yeah.
Because, like, she's not... She's half... Like, it's weird. She's not completely independent. She's part of the Actors Guild, like, whatever they have. But not really. Not like Troy Baker, who's 100%. And
yeah.
If they're not paying the thing, he's, like... That's why they replaced Troy Baker in Borderlands 3. I'm still mad at him. I miss Troy Baker when I played.
Everybody loves Troy Baker. Who does? Because Kevin over here knows that my favorite voice actor in the world
is Troy Baker.
No, it's Ashley Birch, man.
It's Troy Baker.
I love Ashley Birch. Troy Baker's the best. I love Ashley Birch. Shout out to Ashley Birch.
Okay.
This is the thing. I should do this. Every single episode, I have to do a shout out to Ashley Birch for some reason.
Let's wrap up. I honestly want to go with Grease because I played the game. I haven't played it. I started playing Sea of Solitude. I want to play it.
I haven't played any of these. So I'm going to defer to Kevin and make his vote count twice.
Greece is, it's not just as beautiful, but it's also like with little text and little history, like story, you feel what they're trying to tell you.
Okay, well, that makes me very interested with Greece.
And it's a Spanish game, so honestly,
supports
serve it.
Support
like,
Spanish.
Games. There's no much Spanish game. Like Spanish studios are not
blasphemous. You know what? I'll show it to you.
Yeah, video games like made in Spain are not that much. Like France, honestly, like we don't realize it. Ubisoft is French. Arcane is French.
Arcane is French.
Arcane is French as fuck.
Well, Sacré Bleu.
Yeah, you have. You don't. Every time they do a conference, the two guys speaking, they have the thickest accent. I don't have a French accent. I have a Spanish, but they're French. Like Dishonored is French. The new Prey is French.
Okay. But okay. Spanish,
and not just because that. Greece is a beautiful game and really deep.
And support Spanish studios. Yes. Okay, we're gonna stop really quick and we'll come out with a new episode starting right now.